This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. A handful of Republican senators joined their Democratic colleagues Thursday to pass a resolution calling for U.S. President Trump to terminate the use of U.S. armed forces for hostilities against Iran unless those actions are authorized by Congress. The U.S. Senate passed the bipartisan War Powers Resolution by a vote of 55-45. Mr. Trump is expected to veto that measure, arguing that it would be dangerous to limit his war-making power. Attorney General William Barr says that President Trump has to stop his tweets about the Justice Department, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Attorney General William Barr tells ABC's Pierre Thomas,
"I think it's time to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases."
Barr says Trump's tweets have done real damage.
"People in the department are men and women here about cases pending in the department and about judges before whom we have cases make it impossible for me to do my job."
The ABC interview comes after Barr overruled his own prosecutors who recommended Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone be sentenced to 7 to 9 years in prison, and then he took the extraordinary step of lowering the amount while not offering an amended number. Barr is scheduled to testify to Congress at the end of next month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The United States has intercepted a shipment of Iranian-made weapons apparently headed for Houthi rebels in Yemen. U.S. Central Command announced the seizure on Thursday, 4 days after sailors with the USS Normandy boarded a boat in the Arabian Sea and found the secret cache. The weapon shipments included 150 anti-tank guided missiles described by U.S. officials as the Iranian versions of Russia's Hornet anti-tank missiles. This is VOA News. Authorities in the central Chinese province of Hubei say at least 254 more people have died from the coronavirus, and they announced a huge increase in the number of cases. Health officials there at the epicenter of the two-month outbreak that has killed nearly 1,400 people in all of China said they changed their detection methods from a laboratory test to computerized body scans. We get more from VOA's Lisa Schlein.
The executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the cases are not based on a clinically confirmed instance, but on lesser symptoms exhibited by patients.
This allows clinicians to move and report cases more quickly, not having to wait for lab confirmation, ensuring that people get to clinical care more quickly. And also allows public health responses in terms of contact tracing and other important public health measures to be initiated.
Ryan says countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States confirmed Thursday it has negotiated a 7-day reduction in violence proposal with the Taliban to move toward a political settlement in the war in Afghanistan. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper made the revelation to reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels, insisting 7 days for now is sufficient time to determine whether the insurgent group is serious in seeking a negotiated end to the war, America's longest. Esper declined to discuss further details, noting that he was in the process of consulting with U.S. allies about the proposal and the way forward. He said the proposed reduction offered a basis for a political agreement. A veteran praised by the president as a success story didn't actually benefit from the program touted at the State of the Union address. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
At his State of the Union address on February 4th, President Donald Trump singled out an invited guest while touting his administration's Opportunity Zones program.
Opportunity Zones are helping Americans like Army veteran Tony Rankins.
3 days later, Trump invited Tony Rankins to speak at the North Carolina Opportunity Now Summit.
I would like to thank the president for signing this bill, too, because without it, I wouldn't be standing here before you right now.
However, the job Rankins landed in Nashville 2 years ago didn't receive Opportunity Zone's tax breaks. Rankins will start work at a warehouse in Cincinnati next month at a site using the breaks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.